Don't worry about it.
No, the air quality in LA right now is like 129, where most cities are like 10.
What does that mean, 129?
I have no idea. It's just bad. But
it says it on the weather app.
Is it fucked?
Oh. For the day. We should call Evelyn.
I'm going to stop. We should call Evelyn. Let's call her.
Okay. We're going to try Evelyn Taft of KCAL. Let's see if she answers.
But my uncle's mother-in-law died from...
Jeez, Sandra, it's too early for this shit. What? Why did she die from?
She had COVID. Then that COVID like basically pulled like a heart condition she didn't know she had like forward.
Okay, I don't want to hear anymore.
Okay.
And then what? She died?
Yeah.
What was the heart condition?
What? Sorry, this is crazy.
I don't know. I didn't like ask for it, but like if she didn't, the doctors were saying if she didn't have COVID, she would have like lived.
Okay. You know what?
How old is she?
She was, I think like 60 something.
You're like 16. Oh my God. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Great. What did COVID pull out of all of us? I mean, do you think I would know by now? No, I wouldn't. It's been a month and a half.
You're totally fine. You're like 100 times better than 3 days ago.
You think?
Also, you're really healthy.
Are you kidding me?
Thank you, Sandra.
You are. We've seen your blood work. Like you, when I talked to you three or four, I don't even know. That was probably 3 or 4 days ago. You were
when I was spiraling.
You couldn't even really talk on the phone. You were like, I'm sitting here crying. I was like, okay. And then the next day I called you. You're like, hi, I got to go. I'll call you right back. I promise. Never called me back. Like literally. Like
I've been staring at walls.
This
just
whole
crying.
Week I've been, my head has been in the clouds. I haven't had COVID, but I just feel like this cosmically this week has been strange.
I feel like it's the week after Thanksgiving. It's
right?
Always like that.
Hazy.
Why?
Too much. Tryptophan.
Yeah.
Is that what's in turkey?
Yeah.
Although I love turkey.
I wouldn't say I love it.
Love it. You know what we did? So we went to Mexico and there was turkey, but it was like mess. So Jaron and I got home and were overly ambitious and said, let's make our own Thanksgiving on Saturday night. Literally, we did.
What time did you land?
Friday we landed.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's a really ambitious
So we made
plan.
A turkey. I did sweet potatoes with marshmallow because I could not have that.
Yeah.
Stuffing, because they didn't have stuffing in Mexico, and stuffing is just so good.
Yeah, it's the only reason I show up.
Of course, I bought stovetop stuffing, and there's like a tremendous amount of MSG, which explains why it's so damn good. Anyway, so we did the turkey. We also bought, I don't know if you can buy these year round. I don't normally see them. We also bought like a huge turkey breast, probably from a bigger turkey, that we roasted with the big turkey. And then sliced that up like a day or two later and have been like making sandwiches and whatever, just like eating it. It's just like such clean protein.
Yeah.
And it's so much better than lunch meat. Like I think it's actually, I like it better than chicken, than just like a chicken breast. Mm. I do. It's, and Duran sliced it so thin. There's no preservatives. There's no sulfites. There's no like sodium. Like it's probably one of the healthiest things you can do. And this is my push. So I want to make, I want to do this like every 2 weeks. And instead of buying turkey lunch meat.
Roast an entire turkey?
No.
Oh.
Just the breast.
Oh. How do you cook a breast?
So that's what I'm saying. We roasted a huge breast alongside of this. We did like a smaller 10-pound turkey.
Yeah.
And then we, because I mean, they were like flushed with turkey meat at the store. And then.
You got the old
and
stuff.
And I want to know if I can always, I mean, I'm sure I could always buy
you
that.
You can always buy it.
This breast must have been from like a 20-pound turkey. You know, it was like a big breast. So, but it was just the breast. And we roasted it in the same pan as the other. And then Duran sliced it really, really thin. And it's been, I've been eating it for days. I'm obsessed.
Isn't that funny?
It's like so healthy.
Who thought of that being like, let's take the best part of this huge turkey and sell it? Like, what did they do with the rest of it?
Some people think the best part is the leg.
Oh, I guess they can chop off the lower half and give it to like a theme park.
A theme park or medieval times.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, on this turkey topic.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard about the butterball turkeys?
No.
Yeah. Well, wait. I don't
know. I mean, I know butterball.
Yeah. It turns out their turkeys were sexually abused by the workers.
Don't worry about it.
Wait, Halston, can you pull up an article? Butterball turkey controversy.
How do we know?
I don't know if I want to know how. See, that's blurry to me. Is it blurry to you, Sam?
I mean, abuse and cruelty. No, it's not. But when I look at my phone, it's blurry.
So you're nearsighted.
Is your phone blurry when you look at it? I'm not nearsighted.
That's blurry to me. I can't.
What?
I mean, I can read it, but it's not clear.
Okay, wait, hold on. Butterball, a major turkey manufacturer in the U.S., is facing a boycott ahead of Thanksgiving after undercover footage resurfaced by PETA on its Instagram handle shows disturbing accounts of the turkeys subjected to sexual violence and cruelty in the company's facility. The graphic video captured in 2006 at Butterball's Ozark, Arkansas facility by PETA exposes workers sexually assaulting turkeys. Was the Thanksgiving turkey sitting in the middle of your dining room table a victim of sexual assault? Asked PETA.
Okay.
According to the investigators, the workers brag about the abuse. The disturbing footage also shows employees kicking and stomping on turkeys and others boasting about how he struck the bird so hard that its eyeballs popped out. But what are we talking about? Like raping them? Do they have like an orifice big enough for like a penis?
Oh,
they do.
My God.
If one worker grabbed a bird by her legs and jerked her back and forth until, another worker to tease him. The second worker grabbed her and punched her to push her back. Blah, 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 blah. A worker allegedly humped a turkey while it was restrained. A worker violently threw birds into shackles and grabbed one by her neck, and another worker humped a bird whose legs and head he had crammed into the shackle. If this was 2006, though, why are we talking about it now?
I think it's just because it resurfaced and they're like, you know, you never know because it might still happen again.
Animal cruelty, I mean, yes, I'm not surprised. I mean, some of these people that are working at these places, it's got to be like...
If you have a soft heart for animals, you're not working in slaughter farms.
Yeah.
Oh my
but
God.
But I don't understand. Is there a count of like an actual rape of a turkey?
I don't think so. This was just like during Thanksgiving week. Like this was all over social media.
I don't think an orifice is big enough for like a human penis.
Can you please stop talking about turkey orifices?
Well, I'm just saying like rape, sexual abuse, humping, like what, like just like grinding on one? Like what does that mean?
Sandra's really bringing the game today.
Well, who eats Butterball anymore? Who eats Butterball? It's really pretty
it's
gross.
It's gamey.
No one buys Butterball.
Whole Foods doesn't use Butterball.
No, most reputable places won't even sell Butterball.
Oh, I did.
You get it from like Target or Walmart. I mean, Target's reputable. You know what I mean. But like Gelson's for sure doesn't sell Butterball. You can get it at like Bonds and Ralph's, which are fine. I think they're loaded.
Confused by Gelson's ethos. Like, what is their vibe? Because you can still buy Fruit Loops there. But I feel like they've taken some processed things off the table.
They totally have.
Yeah.
I think, like, ridiculous meats like a Butterball turkey, they would
rape
sell that.
Turkeys, sexually assaulted turkeys off the menu now. Wow, Sandra, wow. I mean, I'm stunned.
And Butterballs aren't even that good.
I'm sort of speechless.
I've never had a Butterball turkey. We just like...
Fine. We used to eat them all the time growing up.
You guys think that the rest of these plants aren't like being... These animals are being treated like respectfully?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I mean, no. I don't think... I mean, even it's hard to buy eggs now because I'm like cage-free is
not really cage-free.
Farm-free or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Do you trust organic over cage-free?
I'd rather it be...
I think so.
I think they go hand in. I don't think they're going to spend the money on having like pasture raised animals that aren't organic, that aren't eating organic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But couldn't you be organic and still be caged?
Are there organic eggs? I thought it was
Yeah, there's organic eggs.
Cage free doesn't mean anything is what pasture raised is.
I buy organic eggs. There's 100% organic eggs. Organic eggs must be laid by 100% free-range, cage-free chickens. There you go.
But what is pasture? What's the other one?
I've seen on documentaries that pasture and free-range just means that they technically need like a 4x4 plot of land. Like, it doesn't mean anything.
I'm on the range. I'm on the 4x4 range.
What is the most... ethical egg to buy.
Ethical. No egg.
Organic eggs are generally considered the most ethical type of egg because they meet the highest standards of animal welfare and are also better for the environment. Organic hens have more space, live in smaller flocks, and are fed non-GMO feed. They also have access to outdoors for at least a third of their life. Ugh.
And I mean, the fact that anyone's
trimming is not a routine
fed GMO
practice.
Feed is also questionable.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
I don't think we're solving this world crisis right now.
I'm so glad our black cloud joined us today, Sandra.
Sandra floating in.
I have news. Started with long haulers, then to butterball rape.
No, I mean, it's definitely food for thought. Okay, so I haven't drank in 6 days. Do I look different? Do I look more
rested?
You
always look good.
Although,
you look the same. Yeah, you do.
No, but I actually, it's weird because the first 3 nights I slept
horribly.
No, like deep as fuck. And I was like, yeah, this is like my new life. And then the last 3 nights I've, you know, gone to sleep same time, whatever. And I'm just kind of like, I'm not like panicky or anything. I'm just kind of like half awake. And then I really don't get deep sleep till like 4 or 5 a.m., which I only have then a few more hours. Not really sure why.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I blame hormones. I think there's like something to the hormones.
With drinking?
No.
Or just your hormones?
In general. I think it's a contributor. But anyway, 6 days, I felt horrible. Day one was kind of fine. It's like day one.
Okay. You and I were on the same streak.
I haven't gone
until Wednesday
more than like 2 days in a row or in like, I don't know, like 9 months or something.
I feel off. Why? So, I didn't drink Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
So wait, I'm going to tell you mine. Then I want to hear your trajectory.
Go ahead.
So day one, fine. Whatever. Day two and three, like I got thrown out of a 10-story
building.
Wait,
rewind. Were you hungover on day one or no?
No.
Did you feel like crap? Was there a...
No, not really. I went to see Moana 2, which was amazing. Uh-huh, yeah. And I ate Milk Duds and popcorn and whatever. I wasn't really hungover now.
Okay.
But I didn't feel terrible.
You just decided that day. You were like, all right.
Because it was enough. December 1st.
Oh, okay. So there's, that's what I wanted I'm to weird know. What like was that? The catalyst?
Okay, so I'm weird like that. So there's something about the first of a month and me being like, it's the first of a month.
Well, yeah,
I'm
because gonna, it's like...
Because this is when I did Dry January, too. Mm-hmm. There's something about it for me. It's very definitive. So... December 1, and then day 2 and 3, I felt like horrible, like really horrible, panicky. Like I slept okay at night, but I was like during the day, I was like tweaking and weird.
Yeah.
Didn't really even want to drink, just felt didn't feel good. Yeah. And then the last few days I felt like I feel like better and better and better. I feel like my hair isn't falling out as much. I feel like my skin's a little more hydrated.
Here's the thing though.
What?
Are you showering more now that you're not drinking?
Interesting question.
That's why your hair's not falling out as much.
Why, you think showering more? Yes.
Showering more?
No, yes. I'm not.
That's a huge like huge topic on TikTok
thing.
Right now.
Huge thing.
Because like hair training is not a real thing.
No. Hair what?
To derms, hair training. It's not
What's
a real
hair
thing.
Training?
It's like when you basically wean from showering so that your hair lasts longer because it's supposedly...
Nope, it's
you
not real.
Have healthier like hair if you shower like or wash your hair once a week. I started like basically washing my hair every day and it's like so much better.
So much better.
I've been hearing that, but it's funny because my whole life, since I can remember, it's always kind of been like,
you, especially, yeah.
It, like not every day, mm-hmm. But I think it's different if you're working out a lot and sweating. I think it's really bad to leave like a sweaty head because then I think that clogs like your scalp and stuff. But I'm not showering more. I mean, no, I'm showering more, but I'm not washing my hair more. I'm still only washing my hair
twice a week.
No, like 3-4 max.
Oh, okay.
Like every other day?
No, not every other day. Like every 2 days. So maybe 3. Maybe 2 or 3.
I was going to say 2.
2 or 3.
You're a 2 type girl.
Unless I'm really, really sweaty from the workout.
Yeah. So, you know, we've been trained to think you don't wash your hair every day. It's better to wash your hair twice a week, max, blah, blah, blah. But the problem is when you wash twice a week, then you get alarmed by how much hair is coming out. When in actuality, if you had been washing every day, the same amount of hair is going to come out of your head. You're just visually seeing it twice a week instead of like a fine amount coming out every
day. Why? Because you think that showering makes you see your hair falls out when
that's
you shower?
That's when your hair naturally will come out. Like washing your hair, conditioning it. And then when you like wring it and pull, you know, everyone does like this and you see like a little, but when you're showering, like, okay, before I had kids, I would shower when I was going to the office, I'd shower every day before work. Mm-hmm. Every day. Mm-hmm. Wash my hair every day. And I never had hair come out. Barely. But then when I started doing like twice a week, you'd have like a handful of hair. And the myth is you're not losing any more hair. You're just more aware of it because it's like happening. It's a higher quantity of hair in one sitting that you're losing.
Fair enough. All I can say is that I don't think my habits have changed.
I stop drinking, I shower more. That's so gross.
Why?
You know, I try to fill my night with things that are like self-care.
Yeah.
So I like make a tea. I shower. I try to just do things where I...
Even that might be true for me, but I'm not... I might take a bath or like a shower, but I'm not necessarily washing my hair more. What I will say is that regardless of the drinking or not drinking, I still think categorically I was always washing my hair like 2 to 3 times a week. And I know for a fact there's like 2 or 3 times as much on my brush these days. But the last 5 days, it's like slowing down. I'm like, fuck yeah.
I was going to say, your hair looks glossier today. Ooh, and there's
Sandra,
less frizz.
She knows. She's got me.
And I like your hair today. I like it ridiculous. Like a little texture.
I also have been buying like every product under the sun just to like see if anything will help. I did, you know, Olaplex has like an 8-step thing. I did it. I tried Olaplex when they first came out with their whole at home line because it used to just be professional. And then I haven't used it in forever. And I just recently, when Sephora had that big sale, bought like the zero spray. And then you do the pre-shampoo and then the shampoo and whatever. I don't know. You know what I think? Also,
Sandra and I are like, okay, you're cute.
I don't think it's just one product. There was a L'Oreal one that I liked. And there was did you try the cocktail thing? The carb cocktail yet? From Hair Wow?
Color, yeah.
You haven't tried it yet? Did you order it? Mm-mm. Maybe that's in your future for a Christmas gifting. We need to do a Christmas gifting.
Should we?
But to close that loop is what I think is changing products frequently is also good for your hair. Like if you use the same thing over and over again, I think then your hair starts to get like flat and dull.
That's what they say about shampoo. So I switch my shampoo like every 3 months.
Oh, see, I switch either every 1 or 2 times that I wash in the shower. Like I'll use a different one. I don't know, guys.
The same shampoo for 10 years.
What is it?
Matrix Sleek.
Are you not curious to try something else?
I do. Nothing's as good. I've tried everything.
That's how I feel about it's a 10 conditioner. But I think when I use that over and over and over again, it starts to build up and it's good to like mix it up.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not hyper-focused on my hair. I know.
I am. Right now. It's just one of those.
You get hyper-focused on things and I go, God, she's ridiculous. And then a year later, I'm like, I'm hyper-focused. Yeah. So I know it's in my future.
Yeah.
I'm just not right now. But okay. I did buy a few hair things.
Oh, great. What are you hyper-focused on right now?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I'm
dying?
I'm,
death? Terminal
no,
illness?
No, not dying or death. It's, I ran out of my antidepressant over the break.
Oh, yeah.
And then my fucking psychiatrist was like, just start taking Lexapro. And I'm like, that's odd. I've never heard anyone.
Why I should be your psychiatrist. Why didn't you call me?
So I was like, that seems like a rash
decision.
Wait,
why wouldn't they just call it in for you?
I don't know.
Just call it in? I mean, there's a pharmacy. You're in town.
So anyway, long story short, I get off of COVID for Luca's bar mitzvah. I have 1-2 weeks of feeling like myself, run out of my antidepressant, start getting sick with like a viral, you can still hear it. And I'm like, not thinking much of it. I just finished the move, you know, high stress. And then I switch.
Perfect time to switch my antidepressants.
So then
cold
I
turkey.
Switch. And one psychiatrist is like, technically it's fine. You're not going to have a seizure, but buckle up. And I'm like, the fuck does buckle up mean? Like emotionally. So I'm like,
Prepare for the ride of your life.
Yeah. So I've been pretty like cool. You know, I've been pretty mellow, like even keeled for a while now. And I've been on Celexa, but then I just switched. So then I get this viral
thing. Just because you ran out.
Just because I ran out.
Dumb.
So dumb. Mm. But I know what it feels like to get off of Celexa. It's dreadful. So I get this viral thing. I switch to antidepressants and I'm like, boy, I feel off. And I get a stomach bug, violently ill. And then I can't recover from the stomach bug. Like I'm constantly nauseous every day. And I'm like, And then that's when I talked to you when I was aimlessly walking IKEA. And I'm like, do you think it's the antidepressant? Should I talk to my psychiatrist? Is this a side effect? Or am I just going to be nauseous the rest of my life?
It's and a side effect, 100%.
And then I sat down with you and I'm like, maybe I'm a long hauler. Because like ever since I moved in and I've had this cold thing, my house smells disgusting to me. And then last night I'm like.
Your new house?
Yeah. Like it has a smell that irks me. Now, granted, people have been throwing up in it for a week straight. So like I'm associating it with negative things, but it's also like has this gross smell to me. And then I'm like, I think the smell is in my nose.
What does the smell like?
I can't
like
explain
old lady
it.
Smell?
No, it's not a bad smell. It's just I think it's in my nose, to be honest with you, because it smells like it in here to me. And I think
it though? Musty?
No, just like a sharp, pungent smell. Like a sharp...
Vinegary?
Infection.
Lord.
Yeah. So then I'm like, maybe I have a sinus infection. Because I cannot bounce back from this. And I've got like...
Have you done a sinus rinse?
No, I haven't.
You should.
Should I?
Yeah, Zadeh loves a sinus rinse.
No, I always you get like infections from it. But no. I'm already on a med.
You should do it twice a day for the next week. With you know what you should use? You use the distilled water, the powder that they give you, right? Yeah. And then what else I add, because this acupuncturist a long time ago told me to use, it's called Alkalol. Do you ever use this?
No.
Oh my God, it's amazing. Can you, Alkalol. Yeah, yeah, nasal wash. You got to get this. It's game changing. This will rinse your sinuses better than you've ever.
Really?
Yes. So I do a couple tablespoons of, like I don't know, that much in the bottle. Of the rinse and then the powder and distilled water, mix it, you're good to go.
Really?
Yeah,
but
do this
last
today.
Time you had a sinus infection?
I feel like I had a dry sinus infection when I was having all that head pressure.
Oh yeah.
Like 4 or 5 months ago, remember? And
it's
Zadeh,
just annoying.
Zadeh had me do, this particular thing that I add is from a Eastern medicine person, but he had me do the rinsing twice a day and I added this with it just because I think it's bomb. And I felt so much better.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe I can have you come over to do it because I can't do it right.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I always
do
get
it today,
a sinus infection. Well, I can't get my hands on this today.
Why?
I'll probably need to order it.
Do you want to come over to my house after this and I'll do it to you?
Oh, that's really going to set the tone for my day.
You're going to feel like 100 times better. You should.
Okay, I'll think about that.
Okay.
So anyway, now I'm thinking, am I going to have a nervous breakdown? I just want to go back on my normal meds and just be normal again.
Yeah.
But I don't feel normal because I'm in a new house and I just don't feel normal.
Most of the new, any kind of anti-anxiety, as an SSRI, makes you, like suppresses your appetite and kind of make you a little nauseous for the first week.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, great.
You're fine.
I'm broken long term.
No, you're fine. Show me your new hair products.
Okay. So anyway, I'm wildly against these in general, but I'm kind of into this one.
I love this brand.
Oh, really?
I just got a new shine spray from them.
Okay, so they opened a new salon, maybe 6 weeks old, in the Valley. Samantha and I were just talking about this because it's really hard to find like a salon in the Valley.
And what's it called?
It's called The Blondery.
Okay.
It's right on the corner. It's that glass corner building right across from Alfred's, like Laurel Canyon and Ventura.
Mm,
It's so cool. So anyway, she did a really good job on my hair yesterday. I wish she would send me the video. I can show it to you. I'll pull it up.
Was it on her Instagram?
She took a video. I'm going to ask her to send it so we can play it so you can
perfect,
see.
Perfect.
But she also used this and she showed me a trick with it. Can you send me videos from yesterday or pics?
Oh, Evelyn called.
Oh.
Sorry. Should we pivot back to that really quick and see if she answers?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We have a lot to discuss. It's been like... a really long time. Evelyn Taft?
Oh my God, am I on the pod?
Yes. Hi, Evelyn Taft of KCAL.
From KCAL.
I have so many things to say about air pollution right now. You have no idea.
Talk to us. Tell us. We were just discussing.
It's so gross out there. Have you guys seen it, by the way?
Yes, like, last night. Last night when I was driving, I'm like, why is it so dark? It feels like there's a layer of filth, like, or else I'm losing my vision.
No, it's like literally a layer of filth. It's disgusting.
What is it?
So we have this air quality alert. Okay, so we're under a dome of high pressure. So basically when you have that, that's like
wonderful.
It's warm and it's sunny and it's beautiful.
Does it cause head pressure?
it doesn't cause head pressure, but it causes the air to sink. I mean, it could, like, some people react to weather and they say that, like, their bodies react according to, like, what the gas is, okay. Right? So,
yeah.
So it could. I mean, okay. For me, it doesn't.
Okay.
But that's just, you know. But this air is just sinking, right? And it creates, like, a dome. So you're sort of sitting under this, like, dome of hot, sinking air.
Ew.
And then, I know, gross, right? And then we have, like, all the pollution in our air that we normally have, right? Mm-hmm. And usually the wind put out. So you'll have, like, a sea breeze that comes in and it just, like, mixes the air and it blows it out to sea. So we haven't seen any sort of breeze, really. And
just a little stagnant.
Stagnant. So basically, the high pressure system can lead to bad air quality because it creates the stagnant air. And that means there's no wind movement or little wind movement to disperse pollutants. That really just, like, allows these nasty little pollutants to accumulate in a concentrated area.
Do we have any sort of, like,
end in sight
forecast of it being blown away soon?
Okay, wait, so stand by. So, like, full disclosure, I was at work last night until late and we had an air quality alert until midnight. Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, Connie was saying that we're like 100 and something and other people are 10. I don't know what she's talking about.
The index. So hold on. Let me look right now. Wait, let me get
smug
some,
a little
let
bit.
Me get some Wi-Fi up in here, people. Hold up.
Give us some info.
So I'll give you a little trade secret. I get most of my, like, alerts, anything weather related, mm-hmm. all from our local National Weather Service offices, which they're amazing. So they're the ones that actually, like, issue wind advisories, and air quality comes from AQMD, technically speaking. But the Weather Service also.
You're breaking up. We're losing you. Mayday. Mayday. Mayday.
Well, you know what I think she's trying to say?
Shit,
according to my Doppler radar.
Can you hear me? Call us back.
According to the Doppler radar, so when they show you the air quality, mm-hmm. yesterday, mm-hmm. all of our area was like bright red, Thousand Oaks, everything.
Oh, so it's already better?
So it's already winds coming through, pushing it out.
Okay.
I guess I could be on KCAL.
KCAL, I know.
If I were better at applying lashes, maybe I'll do it.
I think you just get good by going.
if
she calls, I'll wait.
So I wonder if that's affecting my nasty little nose, my toaster nose.
I don't know. It's affecting mine. Yesterday, I like.
What is it?
Were you itchy or stuffy? What was it doing to you?
It was stuffy. Everything. I felt like something was, like, squeezing my, like, sinuses.
Yes. Do you ever feel it here?
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like someone took off this area of my face and put it in a butterball factory. They're just
specific.
Having their way with this. They're like,
having their way.
Let her go. Kicking my head into the factory.
Kicked your eyes out of your head.
Man.
Oh my God. Okay. Well here
moron.
She is. Here, hold on. Geez.
I bet she's just going to say what I said.
Okay. Sorry. Can you finish?
Wait. I totally lost you. Okay. So, yes, it was extended until midnight tonight, which is kind of what I thought.
What does that mean, extended? We should all be underground?
We should all be in our bunkers.
Yeah,
it's not great for, like, young people. It's not great for old people, any sensitive groups. Also, the big thing is, like, you shouldn't be lighting a fire. Like, me and you were just talking about lighting a fire.
Oh yeah,
I've been lighting fires.
No, but I do. No, so, yeah, like, but I do a gas fire.
You have gas, but if you have wood burning, cannot do that. You also, so basically, like, okay. No burns. Okay, this is sort of the spiel. Particles and smoke can get deep into the lungs and cause health problems, including asthma attacks. So anybody prone to asthma, no bueno. Increases in emergency room visits, hospitalizations as well. No burn days are needed to protect public health, and fine particle pollution levels are expected to be high anywhere in the South Coast air basin. No burn days are based on fine particle pollution levels that are forecasted for an entire 24-hour period, which may not be reflected in real-time air quality maps. Mm-hmm. So basically, if you have asthma, hide. Mm-hmm. Stay inside. Like, don't do any
outdoor. What if you're prone to panic and anxiety?
If you're prone to panic, anxiety, and asthma, it would just, like, stay inside.
What if you're a butterball turkey?
A butterball turkey sounds so good right now.
We'll call you later and explain why it's not.
I love you. All right. Will you come on? Will you come on in the flesh sometime this month, maybe? She just ghosted us. She's like, wait, what? Will you come on in the flesh? Today? Will you come on in the flesh at some point soon?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes. Tell me when.
All right. It's a teaser. It's it's an Evelyn Taft teaser.
A teaser?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take it. I'll be there.
All right. I love you.
Stay inside.
I love you too. Oh, Cottie loves love you too. You. Okay.
Love you.
Kisses, lashes. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was okay. The most information, concrete information we've had on the show ever.
Jesus. Okay, so I just sent Halston pictures.
The Blondery.
So the Blondery, new salon in Studio City. I just texted Halston the pictures. I have a resting bitch face in this video, so let's not analyze it too much. Yeah, she just sent it to me.
Okay.
So, yeah, so she used this on me, and she's like, you have to use it upside down. Never use it right side up. But she just, it was like, you know when sometimes people blow dry your hair and
did
you
she
ridiculous?
Use this on you?
Yeah, she colored my hair, blew it out, and then used this. And it was so subtle. Look.
Wait, and you bought this from her?
Yeah. Look at my resting bitch face. My scowl.
Wait, this is at the end?
Yeah.
Why does it not look that smooth, though?
What are you talking about? Smooth.
Your color looks really good.
But right?
Like, it doesn't look blown out.
I didn't want it to look blown out.
Did she blow it out? Look at your bitchy little face.
My bitchy little sour face.
Fucking kill you. That's the face you had when I met you.
I think it's my marionette line.
I was so scared of you and I was like, I need her to like me.
You're like nasty little girl.
Okay, I like it. But wait, did she blow it out or did she just blow dry it and then do this?
She blew dry it and then did this throughout it a little bit.
Yeah,
just to give it a little texture.
I can tell.
But how great is that color?
Color's amazing.
Amazing, right?
I would have preferred a little more smoothing of a blowout. Do you see this?
No, I don't see it.
Oh, she didn't send me the back of my head. Back of my head was bomb.
Can you send that to Sandra really quick? I just need Sandra to see that picture.
So anyway.
She's going to agree
I'm
with
a
me.
Huge fan of this chick.
Cool. What's her name?
Her name's Kate.
Okay. Where did she come from?
You know what? We just kept talking. I didn't.
You didn't get the backstory?
No, I didn't actually. Isn't that awful?
No.
I'll send it to you in a minute.
You don't have my number saved?
No. It's 714. That's how I know it's you. And then she used a product in my hair.
Fuck.
Well, I know it's 714.
Wait, what about when we our group text that we do every
well,
like
I only know Samantha Halston and 714.
She's just you should just save her as 714.
I should.
Really? Halston sent it to me.
Thank you, Halston.
Good. Thank
and
you,
then
Halston,
she put this
Lord.
In my this in my hair and it I don't even know what it does. Don't care what it does. I really don't care what it does.
Yeah.
It smells so good that I'm just going to rub it on my body.
Let me smell. Cassandra, do you see?
It's not shiny.
No, it's not golden-y, like fluffiness.
Does it smell good?
Yeah.
Put it on your back.
R&Co High Dive Moisture and Shine Cream.
So she said it's good, like, if you want to, like, it makes your hair a little piecey.
I just think that she should have blown your out and then done that. How much was the iron?
80.
Oh.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Nope.
All right. So you're going to go back to her. You little salon whore.
So easy. You know what? It's just so easy. I don't want to go over Laurel Canyon. I don't want to go over Coldwater. I want to stay on this side
of town. We've decided that we want to stop going to Beverly Hills for everything because Beverly Hills isn't better just because it's Beverly Hills.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So good.
Let's make Woodland Hills the new Beverly Hills.
Let's make Studio City the new Beverly Hills, shall
totally.
We?
Totally. It already kind of is.
Yeah.
Well, I know it is, but it's not in terms of like salons and...
No, but okay, wait. Can we talk about something else? I want to talk about Tia.
Who the hell's Tia?
Do you know that place Tia? It's like women's health.
Oh, yes.
No, I don't.
It's TIA. Can we Google it? It's women's only for women. It's women's health. Like, you know, it's like gynecological stuff. It's primary care. It's mental health. It's acupuncture. It's like prescriptions, blood work. It's amazing. So before I went to Mexico, I like had like a last minute like freak out about something. And I'm like, I'm not going to like try and get into my doctor in Beverly Hills. And it's going to be like so annoying. And then suddenly this came up and it was like, there's a few different locations. I think they're right now they're in New York, Phoenix and LA. And there's multiple locations in LA. And it was like, you know, sign up. It's $25 a month.
Thank you, Halston.
It's $25 a month for the year or something. And it's almost like an amazing, like an elevated urgent care. I mean, but they do everything.
This
for
is,
women.
I'm never going to see a doctor again.
No,
look at that. I could just look at this.
No, you Halston, don't understand.
Yeah.
Have I not talked to you about this
yeah,
yet?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. So I make an appointment the same day that morning. It was like a male doctor. Like, is it okay? It's a male doctor. I'm like, I don't care. Like, whatever, you know? They had silk robes for you to put on and like socks that say inhale and exhale on them, which they like let you keep. Well, at least I took them. I don't know if you have to keep them. So you go in, it's in Studio City. The only thing to me, I don't think you can see in, you can see out, but it's like storefront. Like it's almost like a retail space. I mean, not the rooms,
who cares?
Of course.
Yeah.
But you walk, and they have security. You have to like be buzzed in because I think they even do like, maybe they give you the morning after pill or whatever. I mean, they're like, there's security, right? The nurses were incredible. The space is built out so beautifully. And I was blown away. I'm gonna have this. I mean, I have a primary care doctor, but I'm gonna have this in addition to, for $25, you have to sign on for a year. I think you have 2 days to cancel. You have to commit to it for a year, $25 a month.
Done.
Then they take your insurance. They take your insurance.
Done.
You can do anything with them. And I was so impressed. I don't know who came up with this. And I don't know, like, I hope they're around forever. I almost feel like there should be this version of something for men too.
There really should.
Because healthcare shouldn't be that hard, right? I'm thinking, oh, let me try to get in to see my Beverly Hills doctor at the last minute on a Friday and my whole day will be built around it. And for like something that's like nothing, right?
I'm going to go today.
So then it was great. They gave me a prescription. They like handled whatever. And then they're like, we'll do a telehealth follow-up with you on Wednesday or whatever, just because they wanted to make sure everything was good. And then they did blood work and then they emailed me in the meantime before Wednesday what the blood work was, had all of that information. Then on Wednesday I had a telehealth, but I was in Mexico and the doctor's like, hi, how are you? You know, hope you're doing well. And I was like, I'm good. I'm in Mexico. He's like, I can't talk to you if you're out of the country. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, I'm going to cancel this appointment. And he's like, but everything's good. And I was like, yeah. I was like, okay, well, bye. Like, but he's like, I'm like, oh, I should have lied to you. He's like, well, you could totally have lied to me. So note to self, if you guys ever are out of the country and need to do a telehealth with anyone, whether it's just don't tell them you're out of the country. Because for me, the follow-up wasn't, I didn't think I needed anything extra.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't call in a prescription for you there. But I would have liked to just have a normal conversation. He was like, oh, I got to get off. Got to get off.
Well,
legally, I think they can't.
I'm going to book an appointment because they have mental health. They can just do a prescription refill for you.
Fucking amazing.
Can I get in today, you think?
Yes. And I have a code for your first 3 months.
Hell yeah.
It's absolutely incredible. I'm blown away. It's beautiful in there. It's so soothing. It's like a spa. I mean, it's like a spa.
You have to see if you're in network.
You don't have to. You can also be out of network, but you're definitely in network.
You think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. Okay. And they look at your skin, too.
Dude.
What in the world? Oh,
wait, they do yes. Derm stuff?
Yes. Wait, go back to services.
Oh, wait, that's funny because I was talking to Evelyn about this yesterday.
So, learn more. I can't read anything.
Struggling with breakouts, we connect the dots between your hormones, stress, diet, and more to help you manage your skin in connection to your whole health. Dealing with redness, itching, swelling, or change of color and texture of skin, book a consultation to uncover what's going on. If you are experiencing a rash or skin changes, please book a clinic appointment so we can take a look. Oh, wow. Because I talked to Evelyn. I was raving to Evelyn about this yesterday. And she goes, oh, that maybe I could even go there for derm stuff. I don't know. It seems like maybe you could.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
Emotional support. I need that.
I also found a great derm across the street from Tia. On Ventura.
Acne, rosacea. What in the world? See you later, doctors.
It's like your one-stop shop.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, and then in addition to this, I think, and I'm also fascinated by this, have you heard of Capsule?
No.
So Capsule's a new, there's one on 3rd and Crescent Heights. I know you've driven past it. It's a million times. 3rd and Crescent Heights on like the north side of the street. Anyway, Capsule is a new, it's a new company. I think they're New York. I think they're also, I don't know if they're partnered. They're New York, LA for sure, maybe somewhere else. They do same day free delivery, all your prescriptions and through an app. And they take your insurance and whatever.
Are
so you
kidding?
Can like bypass a pharmacy. And so Tia works directly with Capsule. So when you sign up and do all this, your stuff, it'll say, do you want to all your prescriptions to go through Capsule? Or do you want to call it into whatever pharmacy you want? Like, so I haven't done Capsule yet and I've driven past it a few times, but it's an app. It's like super easy, same day delivery. You don't have to go to these weird pharmacies that are always creepy. Like the last time I went to Walgreens, there was this woman like hacking up a storm. Like you could tell they like wanted her out of there. I don't know if she was there for a vaccine or something, but it's like you go into these pharmacies and oftentimes
people are always sick.
People. I mean, Obsessed. Obsessed. I want to dig deeper into Capsule. I love this as an either primary only situation and or a secondary thing. Like, you know, it's a Friday afternoon and you're like, there's no way I'm getting in to see my doctor. Oh, ding, go. Unless it means, you know, even if you go to your normal doctor and something, you need a specialist, you still have to go to a specialist. Your normal doctor is not going to help
exactly.
you. Exactly. So PSA, Tia, for the win. I'll give you the code later. You got to sign up.
I'm going to sign up today because what did I want to go?
Oh, it's amazing.
Get my Celexa refill.
It's amazing. So, okay. So tell me like off the top of your head, things you would buy for your dad.
Things I would buy for my dad?
Yeah. Because I find that men in general, but especially dads are hard.
Last year I got him a Barefoot Dreams robe. He loves.
I almost bought that for my dad yesterday.
He loves it.
The coat, like the snuggly snuggles.
He loves it.
I know. I do love that. And I feel like his wife would like that too. It's weird calling her my stepmom because she's like.
No, really. Wait, I just got something for the kids that was amazing.
I feel like I've exhausted every gift for my dad in the past. Anyway. I was thinking of like a new like pots and pans set.
He loves a scale. Okay. Home runs for my dad.
A scale to weigh himself.
So, yeah.
Oh no, my dad probably weighs like 90 pounds.
No, but I got him like a souped up scale that says his bone density, his like every stat. And it's
my dad has that.
So I got him a scale.
It has handles?
Cologne, yeah.
Like this.
Cologne, he usually likes. The Barefoot Dreams robe was a home run.
Okay.
He loved it.
Black?
You know what? There's a shopping party tonight that Leanne's hosting.
Yeah.
They sell them there and that's where I got his.
Where,
they're amazing.
House?
No, up the street in the valley.
Okay.
If you want me to get you one.
Is it like a discount?
I think so.
Barefoot Dreams?
Yeah. They have men and women's there.
Okay. What do you think about pots and pans? Like, I know it's random, but it's like something.
Yeah.
Right?
If we ever like a family gift, like if another family gifts our family, it's pots and pans or like a really nice like Vitamix or something like
That's what I'm saying. Because for me, it's kind of.
Vitamix? It's like $700.
Yeah, if someone wants
I think they start at like 5 or 6. But for me, I like to get something for both of them, for my stepmom, like his wife and him. So it's like, I mean, sometimes I'll do, like if I did the robe, I'd get them both a robe.
Yeah.
But like this, I kind of feel like,
Arizona,
wouldn't you be psyched on a pots and pans set?
Do you also like, because like a Japanese like knife, that those are really nice. And
I don't think they
really
cook enough.
The pots and pans, I think they would definitely use. The knife, they wouldn't appreciate.
Same.
There's a knife store in Beverly Hills that has the most amazing Japanese knives. Yeah.
I have to look.
Yeah. I'll get you the name. We Duran goes there and my nephew just started working at the joint. Do you know the joint?
Dash?
Oh
Dash.
My God. Yeah. The joint.
He's like cutting fish and stuff on the weekends. Yeah.
Wow. It's like where every chef goes to get their fish.
I know. And a lot of restaurants use their dry-aged fish. I know. It's pretty awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, that owner gets his knives from this place.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I really can't wait to come up with some ideas for you.
Okay. Yeah. And then we will do a gift off. I don't know that it needs to be a basket. It could just be one thing, but we just need a budget.
We need a budget. Well, let's not go skimpy. I don't want to do $50. Like please. $250.
Sure. Okay. Great. Suck it. Wait, I have to tell you something funny about Dom. So Dom loves those little salami trays with like crackers and cheese. And he like wants to take them to school. So every time we go to the store, he's like, I love those. Can you buy this for my lunch? Can you buy this for my lunch? I'm like, yes. So the last month when I put them in his lunch, he's like, I didn't eat my salami tray. I'm going to eat it now. I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, can I put that in your lunch earlier this week? And he's like, I don't think I'm going to eat it at school. I'm like, why? He's like, promise you won't give me a face? And I'm like, yeah. So in my ear, he goes, I think it's for babies.
Stop.
He's like, I see all the kindergartners eating like little trays and stuff. And I think people are going to think it's for babies. And I'm like, that's like a Lunchable, Dom. These are like an elevated salami tray for an adult. He's like, really?
Elevated salami.
I'm like, this is not for kids. But he thinks because he sees the kindergartners eating like Lunchables out of a little tray that people are going to judge him for being a baby.
I got a really good
Isn't
shark
that sweet?
He's so cute.
So now I debunked that for him and he's fine with it. Guys, so I tried Lofty again. Ugh. Because Lofty made it to Kylie Jenner's like gifting, like number one gifting idea.
Yeah.
So random. And I'm obsessed with it. the brown noise, like the white, all of it is amazing. And the way it wakes you up, it's like ding, 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 ding. So I don't know. I'm into it. I'm back on board. I think on Amazon, they're like only 110 as opposed to like the 150. L-O-F-T-I-E.
Lofty.
Yeah. So I think that's a great gift too. I'm going to give that to my brother-in-law. So hopefully he doesn't see this before he gets it.
A compost.
Oh, maybe that was the Black Friday gift. The Black Friday pricing. But anyways, I love it. I also bought, they have these little glowing, tiny little 3-pack of night lights, which have game changed Dom. He's now sleeping in his room. Because,
what?
Because they glow enough and I put them on each outlet. So before he had this bright nightlight that Ezra hated and it was like only in one spot. Now I put them around. So it's like almost like lights
like
a path.
Trail?
Yes, but it's beautiful glowing orange light also by Lofty. So I don't know, Lofty. I mean, I'm still annoyed with your customer service, but
she's back.
I have it and I bought another two, one to give to Greg and one to give to somebody else as a gift. I think it's maybe you actually. It's really great.
You know, I bought ride-ons, the ponies that your kids have.
Pony cycles?
Pony cycles.
They're expensive.
Yeah, they're like $500 a pop.
Yeah. Or I always search.
But what do your kids look like? Are they horses?
We have a tiger and a zebra pony cycle.
Well, they don't make those animals anymore.
And we had a third one. But I don't remember.
Well, can you look up pony cycle tiger? Like, what happened to the fucking tiger? Like, now you can just get, like, Clydesdales.
Yeah.
I got Lola.
There it is. 2019.
Oh, I could buy it off eBay?
It's a 2019 edition.
Do you want to sell me yours?
No, Dom will kill me. He loves them. This is the thing. By the way, even if it's pricey, I'm telling you, your kids will like them for the next 10 years.
I bought Ted one that was 7 to 14. I saw one girl in a bra riding one. I was like, how old are these kids riding ride-ons?
I just saw one that actually has like a motor.
No, they do make ones. But wait, Halston, is that one for sale? Should I buy it? Is it that tiger?
Alibaba? 12, please.
How much?
1,200? That's so...
No, it's not. 100 to 200.
Oh, it's...
Wait.
You have to buy... Look, you have to buy...
All the pieces?
No, 100... 12 pieces minimum.
Oh. Well, yeah. I mean... I'll just give him out his birthday presents.
It's just like the grass spray paint. You're like, I have to buy in bulk.
I just found one. God, I want the tiger. What other ones do you have at your house? Can I buy one from you?
No.
Why?
Dom literally yesterday was riding it.
And they function nicely?
Perfect. And honestly, I would just give it to you if they didn't use them. But they use, like Dom literally, and he begs me.
That's
for
the
special
unicorn
treat.
I got Lola.
Special treat. Can I bring him inside and ride him inside? I'm like, sure.
And they fly on him?
What do you mean fly?
Like they go pretty fast.
Oh my God, yes.
I bought Ted that like that.
What model?
There's like multiple.
GT.
So no. That's what
he
Ted.
Has. So the zebra is the shorter one and the tiger is the bigger one. They're really just tall. One's taller than the other.
Yeah, I bought Ted the tall one, but it's like, it's that one that Halston just pulled up. It's like.
Mine are all crispy too because they've been left out in the sun and the rain. So you don't want mine.
And then Lola, I got the unicorn. Which is
amazing.
To die for. It's Mike's like, they're amazing. Not going to like them. I was like,
yes,
I have a feeling.
Are. Yes, they are.
They
best,
are.
Best kids
like,
toy.
To wake up and
made
see
made in the last 20 years. No joke. Oh, see, that's what I
see,
saw.
That's what it
but
is.
But that scares.
They're like
that's
bootleg.
Not what you bought, right?
No.
Okay, that's that. You know what? That scares me because those are those ones with the lithium batteries. Remember, those are
they
the.
Blow up.
What did they call those before when they were just the. And you just get on them with
yes.
Nothing? My mom like broke her ankle
like,
on
oh,
my
the hoverboard.
Yes.
Yeah, hoverboard. Kind of the hoverboard. Yeah. Yeah. No, you don't want that.
I'm so pissed they don't make the wild animals.
The exotic
anymore.
Animals. It's strange. Like, so they just have horses?
Just horses now.
Hmm.
I know. It's kind of a bummer.
Should we call them?
Be like, hey, would you make me a tiger? Or else I'll just buy. I mean, for $100 a piece, I could buy 12 of them and it would be the same cost as buying two.
I mean, I would maybe.
Each
I mean,
of
it's
them
a great
were like,
gift.
Oh, so that's, I got Ted a size 5, Lola
oh, wait,
size
okay,
4.
Are we on pony cycle?
Yeah.
No. Okay, wait. Oh, wait, what'd you get?
I got Ted the size 5.
Yeah, the size 3 looks tiny AF. Wait, go down for
so
the size
a size
chart.
3 is?
3 to 5, no.
3
no.
to 5.
7 plus. Wait, but, hold on, go
wait,
up
where
again?
Are you seeing this?
It says age.
Age,
size
yes.
5? Yeah, size 5 is my tiger.
Size 4, 4 to 8, that's what I got low.
Yeah, it's a great gift. Pony cycle. Will you send us some pony cycle? But why are you only making ponies?
Yeah, pony cycle.
Ponies. We're going to call you next week, Pony Cycle.
Wait. Oh, concrete, asphalt, wooden floor.
Yeah, everything.
And they just cruise. Except, I bought them the reins.
Oh my God. Wait, you guys, I have a Nest video. Did I show you this of Dom? Remember outside? Next time we'll review it. Of Dom being like, I'm going to bring him outside. Because, you know, in my driveway, it's too bumpy. Yes. And I was like, don't do it. And he's like, like behind me doing it anyways. And I was like, I'm turning around after I walked outside. I'm like, I told you not to do it, but thanks for listening. And then he's like, ha ha ha. And then all of a sudden he goes, because like the tires catch on something. And he goes like flat on his face. Stop. And he goes, you were right.
Oh my God.
You were right. I'm so sorry.
Dom. Dominic, I said not to do that.
I'm sorry. I want to test him out here. And I'm sorry. You can't do it. Yeah.
Oh my God. Did you? Gosh.
Come here. I'm so sorry. That's... It just wasn't here.
Okay. Did you fall? You fell off?
Yeah.
Because it's too bumpy out here. It's not good for a prisoner. It's okay. Are you okay?
Otherwise, anything flat with no lips or...
I think our house is like prime for it.
Yes. And inside, honestly, inside, it doesn't mess anything up.
Well, I got the premium ones where it's like...
Premium.
Where it's like real like aesthetic. Like, I was like, I don't care if it really looks like a horse, but I just want it to glide nicely.
Oh, wait, they have brakes now?
Yeah. So they have handle brakes. I got them that one where it's like wooden handles with
the
brakes.
Oh my God, they make like sounds?
Yeah. I'm like, is Ted going to be bummed with a horse?
No.
You don't think?
No, it's dope. They're going to love it. Oh, look, there's a zebra there.
Yeah, but they only make it in the 3 to 5.
Weird.
So Lola got...
Dear Pony Cycle.
Wait, will you do Pony Cycle Unicorn? Lola got the dopest unicorn.
They probably did a mass order also from Alibaba. And they're like, this is all we have until we sell these.
Lola got... Keep going down. Nope. She got the new version, the new model. It's like Model X. It's like the Tesla of pony cycles.
Is it like this?
It's not
one?
Even on here. It's that one.
Oh, that one's amazing.
Is that not? Is she model not going X? To? Model oh, that go down, Halston. It's number two. Is she not going to die when she wakes up? Yep.
Six.
Yeah.
I want that.
Me is that too. Not amazing?
You got this. The size one. 4 or size 5?
Size 4.
Is this more than it is on their website?
Wait, how much is it here? No, it's the same on the website.
Oh my God. Whoa. Lord, right? Pony Cycle. Are you okay?
Well, now they have all these bootlegs. It's like Cycle-a-go-go and Pony Me. And I'm like, wait,
Pony
which
Me
one?
With a hoverboard.
Yeah, and then the legs are like knock-kneed. And I'm like, that's like the bootleg Pony Cycle. So I just wanted to go with the classic, but she's going to die when
that's
she sees this.
Amazing. Okay, so Dom, for Christmas, Dom wants Santa to hang out with him. And I'm like, you can't ask for that from Santa. He's like, you're telling me that because you want me to believe Santa exists still. And I know he doesn't. I'm like, he can't hang out with you. He's really busy. He's like, well, can he come while I'm asleep? And I'm like, yeah.
Sure.
He's to that age. He's like, I don't believe you. I'm like, fuck.
That was like Isla when she was like on her Christmas list. It said 1 year. Like two toys. And then the third item just said, proof your gang is real. And so Bert had to like do it. She wanted proof that Santa was real.
Your what is real?
Proof your gang is real.
Okay. And?
Bert did a whole video.
How?
Well, because.
What was the video?
So they had Nest cams and Bert's like, you're never going to meet him. You're never going to see him. She's like, oh, really? She's like, I'm going to watch the camera tomorrow morning. And Bert was like, oh. And so
he did it?
Yeah.
Wait, that's brilliant.
But what he did was he jumped down.
Wait, oh, that's Colston, brilliant.
Can we pull it up? Can we pull up Bert Christmas nest video?
Wait, that is
so what?
Brilliant.
Watch what he did. It's brilliant. Oh, right here. This is, oh.
Wait, this is amazing.
This is great. So this is what he did.
Oh, wait, hold on.
So this is her waiting. Right?
Wait, where is she?
They went to bed.
Okay.
But he did. Oh, here we go.
Stop. Stop.
Yeah.
This is so good.
Right? So wait. You should do this with Dom.
Yeah.
Isn't this hysterical that he did this?
Stop.
Watch.
Is it a glove?
Yeah. And he turns it around.
Wait, is that all we see?
I don't know. Oh, does he do more, Halston?
Does he turn it back around when he leaves?
I think you hear him like making noises.
Jingling around?
Oh, and then wait.
This is also a little creepy. I think we could do this even better, like with an outside like nest cam of like Santa in a suit. Was he in a suit?
No, he had to do this on the fly because they asked about it that night.
Well, that's brilliant. I think we could even level up this and do like have Duran or someone dress up in Santa suit and then like outside with the black and white nest in the night. We've got a lot. You're going to sign up for Tia. You'll report back on that. Lofty for all. Don't worry about it.
Love you.